Personally, I have always thought that restoring the Earth is not only a good idea for the environment, but also for people and our economy. The reasons are pretty simple. Restoration work creates jobs and protects and secures functioning natural systems, which are important to birds and other wildlife, as well as humans. Habitat restoration also provides other benefits, or ecosystem services. Now, these services have great and sometimes overlooked economic value, such as offering a cleaner environment, improving air and water quality, safeguarding communities from floods and rising sea level, and even taking CO2 out of the air. Well, today we dig a bit deeper into the types of jobs wetland restoration work creates. This is Your Wetlands.
By investing in habitat restoration, we're putting people to work, but we're also providing for a larger overall benefit for people in general.
Chris Unkle is Director of Public Policy for the Western Regional Office at Ducks Unlimited. I asked Chris to give us some specifics regarding the people who actually work on these projects.
We work on wetland restoration. To do that, particularly in the Central Valley of California, where the water is highly regulated, it requires quite a complex planning and engineering effort. Under natural conditions, California Central Valley was flooded by overflowing rivers and streams due to spring runoff. Now, because the valley is so controlled by virtue of dams and levees and other waterworks, hardly a drop of water is not controlled in some way. And so that means that if you're going to build a wetland, you're going to have to provide for basically an irrigation system. And so that is a fairly involved engineering effort. So we have engineers that work on that. We have civil engineers that develop plans for how to get water from its water source to the wetland and how to get it back off again. We have design engineers that lay out the contours of the land. And we have wildlife biologists and other biologists who look at what's going to be required from an ecological standpoint for how the water is applied to the land. So once you get the water on the land, then there needs to be plans for how to manipulate it and manage it in the future. So we have planners to do that. Then when you get beyond the planning stage, then you have a construction phase, which involves many of the same people who are involved or had been involved in the construction industry, building roads and bridges and providing infrastructure for subdivisions and so forth. Those same people who have been laid off from their jobs because of the downturn in the economy and specifically the housing sector are the same people that we would be hiring to do dirt moving, to move rock around, to help provide for water control, to put in water structures, water control facilities. It actually requires quite a bit of dirt moving to get water to be able to go on the land the way you'd want it and come off the land the way you want it so that the ecological conditions are provided that maximize the benefits for the habitat we're trying to create. After that, we're looking at people to help plant, help give these wetlands a jump start. They probably have a fairly decent seed bank in the dirt right now, and that would probably eventually take over and provide the kind of habitat we're looking for. But we like to give that a jump start. And so to do that, we would hire people to do the hand planting. We would require a source of plants. So we're talking about nurseries and nursery people who specialize in habitat restoration plants. It's quite a wide variety of people that we have involved in these projects.
Now, in addition to the benefits to the environment and the specific benefits to the people who are actually employed, there is another benefit as well.
There's a multiplier effect, as most economists know. When you create a job to do a specific task, that money that goes into the pockets of the person that's employed then goes out and buys lunch and buys groceries and buys gas and employs secondarily a whole tier of other people in the economy. So the dollar you put in to the individual's pocket directly magnifies, and we have looked at that economically, and that dollar can magnify as much as two or three times in the economy. Doing habitat work like we're talking about can play a significant role in improving the economy. I've been trying to make that case to Congress. All the while, they've been putting together the stimulus bill. I've been trying to convince our representatives that put in significant money for habitat because it's going to employ people and it's going to have a whole array of auxiliary benefits.
That is Chris Uncle of Ducks Unlimited. Do you have a thought on the subject, the relationship between the economy and restoring the earth? Why don't you email me at yourwetlands@gmail.com. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. To learn more about the joint venture, you can visit them online at sfbayjv.org. And we're supported by grants from the California Coastal Conservancy and PG&E. If you have a question or a comment for us, again, our email address, yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.